Hello, and welcome to the Wanda Bruce Podcast, episode 30. We hit the big 3-0 so far, and we only have one guest this week, and it's a returning guest, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, this is Eli with the 1UP.com screen named Sky Pilot. I was on a couple episodes back, so hi again.
All right, and I guess we'll just jump into what you've been playing, and I'll let you go first, even though you told me weren't really playing that much.
No, I'm in Miami where all I have is my PC, so I've been playing a lot of older games, and all I've been playing in Chicago is replaying Half-Life 2, and Animal Crossing is the new game I got. I got the microphone for it and everything, and it's about as enjoying as you expect Animal Crossing to be. Same as the DS Lite with a bunch of extra features, and I got to play with Cody and with a couple other friends, so good stuff.
Now, do you feel like it was worth the
what, the money for the microphone?
I mean, do you feel like it was worth the money, period? Because a lot of people claim it just feels like an expansion pack.
It does feel like an expansion pack. I don't know if it was worth the money. I don't mind it too much because I sold my DS Lite a little bit before that. And I missed Animal Crossing, but a lot of people get really into the game, but for some reason I get bored of it really quickly. It just doesn't seem like there's that much to do. But apparently I missed all the great fireworks on New Year's Eve and all the Christmas festivities and everything else. So I guess there's a lot in there to do, and I'm just missing out on it.
Now, does the microphone work good or not?
Works pretty well, yeah. The only problem I've been having is with the Wii Connect.
Meaning it wouldn't connect with you?
It connected well with one of my friends, but when I tried to play with Cody, with the Nintendo Theory on 1UP.com, he could come into my town, but I could never visit his, and apparently that's just his game and his Wii, because nobody can visit his town, but that's the only problem I've been having.
No, I had a similar thing with the DS version. Like, when I tried to visit some people's towns, one person would work really fine, and the other person, nothing would work at all, and kept getting error codes, and I was just wondering what the hell was going on.
I don't know. I guess Wii hasn't really bothered to, you know, make their online play any better, even with so many people trying to play online with the Wii. I don't know if any game system will ever have as good of an online play as Xbox 360 has, and I guess I just expect to have a lot of problems with the Wii, which is kind of a shame.
But at least they give you an error code, and if you go online and take all that time, they'll tell you exactly what the problem is, but had to do that a couple times.
Hard to fix. I don't know. I don't have the time for that kind of garbage. It's annoying. There's also no static friend codes for anything. I really hope they fix it up in the future.
It can only get better because it can't really get worse.
They're
going up the hill.
Well, I know you're going to talk about a game soon that's going to have some online play. They say they might charge for it, but they're not sure, which would definitely be a backstep. So.
What game?
Which is it? Monster Hunter G.
Oh, yeah, it's because it's kind of like MMO.
RPG, yeah.
Yeah, because like Phantasy Star Online, when it came on Xbox Live, you still had to pay like that stupid Hunter's license just to play it. Even though you're paying for Xbox Live in the first place.
Yeah, see, that's garbage. They say they might do that for that game, so that would be a backward step for them, I think.
I wonder if Sega will charge a fee for Phantasy Star Zero for DS that's coming out in a couple months. It has online play, too, so I can't, it's going to be hard to imagine paying to play DS
paying to play on a DS Lite? That sounds so ridiculous.
At least they better have some good online features in order to pay for it, because I know EA, they have their own servers, so like they bypass the friend codes every time they're on a Nintendo system.
Oh, that's good. I haven't even played that or thought to.
But, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've been playing mostly two games. I bought a bunch, but I just laid a couple until I get done with the couple two I've been playing. The first one I got is just because I'm a big dork, is Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 3. Now, I originally didn't want to get this because it's for Wii, and of course, when you hear Wii plus fighting game, you're just like, oh, crap. But I read the back of the box, and it did say classic controller support, and it does support it, and GameCube controller too. And it's actually a lot better than the Budokai games on PS2 that I played.
Really?
They kind of make it, it's kind of the same game anyway, but they kind of make it feel more like Dragon Ball, where you can fly around and move away a lot easier. And there's just like a fuckload of characters. Like, you got stuff from Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, the movies. They even have a Dr. Slump character from Toriyama's previous series, Dr. Slump, and that's that Ariel girl, or I can't pronounce her name. But she's in it, but you have to unlock her. What?
Have you tried playing it with a nunchuck at all, or is it really, really annoying to do?
I haven't played it with a nunchuck yet, just because I'm kind of lazy about doing it, because I know I'm probably just going to be classic controller all the way. But
yeah,
I have to test it out, at least, just to see how well it works. I'm sure it's all right, kind of like Mario Kart that I've heard. A lot of people but they'd rather just go to the classic one.
I would, too. It's hard to play Mario Kart on that. You never know which way it's going to go. When we played the Mario Party games, and we had to play a lot of mini games where we used the nunchucks the same way you would for Mario Kart, and it just doesn't work. But I can see it working well for a fighting game, but I think I'm the only one who can, so that's, yeah.
It also has online play, but I hear it's very laggy, but when I try to find a match, and I've only done this once, it just never found anybody. I mean, it came out last year, and I'm sure it went under a lot of people's radar, so I guess nobody's really playing, or I don't know, so I never got a match started, and I probably never will. But at least I got some few people to play with, and we've been having a little fun with the multiplayer, just because we all love Dragon Ball, and we're dorks. But if you haven't played any of the recent Dragon Ball Fighters in a while, and you have a Wii or a PS2, it's on PS2 as well. Give this one a try. I found it for like $17, so it's not too bad of a price. And the final game I've been playing is one of the most cherished RPGs in like the history of forever, and that's Chrono Trigger. I got the DS version, of course, because I like to pay the Square Enix tax. But I really don't like JRPGs that much, ever. Like, I played a few of the Final Fantasies, like Breath of Fire, some other stuff like that, and nothing really grabbed me. But I've been enjoying Chrono Trigger quite a bit. It's kind of easy, at least at my point. I'm only like a little over 3 hours now, but I never really had to grind to get past any certain boss or encounter yet, so that's enough to make me happy. And I've actually been interested in the story, which I haven't been in any other kind of JRPG, like, ever. So maybe this is the greatest one of all time. What?
That's what everyone always says. Everybody loves Chrono Trigger. I remember when this came out for the DS, how big it was of a release, and for the most part, people who've been playing it that I've known didn't ever play the original one, younger kids and that sort of thing, just think it's amazing. It really does have one of the best stories of any of the JRPGs, and I like some JRPGs, so coming out of that, yeah, very good story.
Kind of sad that the DS version, if you wanted to get the cheaper version out of a Super Nintendo or DS, you'd probably end up cheaper with the DS version, because I hear the SNES version goes for a pretty high price on eBay, like $70 or something like that.
But for the which version?
The Super Nintendo version. That's what I hear.
No idea.
I'm sure some people have it like $5 on auction, but, you know, that's eBay for you. But that kind of wraps it up for what you've been playing. And I guess when we get back, we'll do news. So stick with us. Alright, and this is going to be our new segment for episode 30, and Sky Pilot's still with us. Our first news bit is Star Tropics 2 is the only game to hit the Virtual Console this week, and I never really played Star Tropics 1 or 2, so I don't really care about this week. Do you?
Well, not terribly. I did have Star Tropics back when I had an NES, and I know that it's a game that a lot of people really love, but I could never get very into it, and I never did play Star Tropics 2. I guess I'm interested just because I could play it on my Wii. I think it's only about $5 to get it.
Yeah, it's $5.
Yeah, and Star Tropics 2 is supposed to be much better than the first one with all the time traveling that takes place. But with that being the only release, I'm not very excited either.
All right. If you're a Japanese, if you have access to the Japanese Virtual Console, later this month you might get one of the best games on the 64, and that's the original Smash Brothers. It got leaked that it would hit the service, because every month, somehow, Nintendo releases all the games they're going to do for it. Unlike here, where they just say, oh, wait till Monday morning, and then you'll know for that week. But if anybody wants to play the original Smash Brothers and you have access to the Japanese store, well, I guess you're going to get your Smash Brothers fix. Did you ever play the first one?
I actually, I guess it's kind of sacrilegious for me to say, but I never owned an N64, so I've played it once or twice, but not a lot, no.
No, I played it after. I played it before I had Melee, but after I started playing Melee a lot, I went back just for nostalgia's sake, and it kind of sucks after playing Melee. Like, I don't think you can do, like, across B moves either, so it kind of feels broken a little bit. And just compared to all the characters and stages you have in Melee, it just kind of feels like a demo, kind of. So,
everybody loved it for the 64, but I never really started liking Super Smash Bros. Until the GameCube game, which we used to play all the time. And then it went on to the Wii, and the Wii was just another step up, and so I think it gets better every time. But you're right, the N64 one was never as good.
It was good at the time, but I think people are going to just, once they download it for VC, just for nostalgia's sake, they're going to run into some bad memories. Some bad expectations. They'll be like, what? We used to like this? Stuff like that. But anyways, Rockstar has announced that the upcoming GTA Chinatown Wars for DS is going to be far bigger than the PSP GTAs. And I guess that would make sense, since it's probably kind of easier to do a bunch of 2D stuff instead of a bunch of 3D environments.
I'm still wondering how that's even going to look.
Well,
yeah, of course I'm interested. I was just still have my DS Lite. I'm going to have to borrow a friend's or buy a new one.
There are screenshots of it. Have you seen them?
No, I haven't. I just looked it up. I know it's coming out March 17th, and it's supposed to be pretty crazy. Oh, okay.
It just kind of looks like the old PS1 one.
Yeah, the old GTA.
Cell shaded.
Yeah.
Pretty much what to expect. But in our next bit, Suda51 says big changes are coming to No More Heroes 2's open world. Now, did you play No More Heroes? Because I did.
No, briefly. Not a lot.
I really like the boss encounters and a few of the little side missions, but the open world was just kind of like a mess. I mean, there was really nothing
terrible.
To do.
Someone was putting space more in a lockbox than a sandbox. But
it's kind of just like a elaborate hub system.
Yeah.
I mean, some people called it a GTA clone, but there's really nothing GTA about it except for just roaming around in a large city. With nothing to do except for, like, run over that one pedestrian that gets in your way.
Yeah, knocking over lampposts and finding things in alleys and very little else. But the funny thing was that the fellow who said there will be big things for No More Heroes 2 also never really implied that he would necessarily do anything more for the open world. He said that there would be changes to the open world, but he also said that they weren't sure if they'd manage to do what they wanted to do again. Sounds like kind of a shame.
I'm just guessing, like, more mini games, more chores, that get that entry fee up. But I'll buy it anyway because I love the first one.
Well, you buy what you love. They've also kind of briefly talked about doing the No More Heroes 3 already, even though the sequel is supposedly a long time coming.
Like 2009?
Yeah.
I mean,
late
2009. No, 2010.
I mean, 2010, yeah.
But anyways, I think you mentioned this in what you've been playing, but Capcom announces Monster Hunter G for Wii, and it's really just going to be a port of one of the PS2 games. I can't remember which one it was.
It was Monster Hunter G. It was just called Monster Hunter G.
Yeah.
It was almost like an expansion pack or something for the first Monster Hunter.
But if you can't wait till Monster Hunter 3, and I'm sure it's just a bunch of people in Japan, because it really hasn't picked up in America. I don't think it has. But if you really
well,
can't
no,
get your
they're
Monster...
doing it.
What?
They're going to do it it's for the Wii, and they're doing it only with the classic controller, not with the Nunchuck at all. That's when they're not sure if they're going to do charge for the online play, but the online play is supposed to be really great.
I'm really surprised they're really going to stick with that classic controller thing, because, I mean, when you buy a game, you expect the game to actually play with the, at least play with the controller you bought it with. I mean, there are exceptions like Steel Battalion, but I can't believe they didn't even do it.
Because you'd think if all they're doing is just moving a port over, they're just moving the game to the Wii, essentially, wouldn't they at least fix the controllers? I mean, they don't have to do very much else to it except make it compatible with the system.
Yeah.
I think they'd at least go for like the novelty factor of playing it with a controller.
It's always
at
not nice to have options.
Yeah.
Anyways, bad news for Nintendo. They were sued by an insurance company over a faulty DS AC adapter. Apparently, this family had their house burned down, and they filed for insurance, and they gave them the money. But now the insurance company is suing Nintendo because they claim that the DS AC adapter caused the fire, and Nintendo needs to pay up.
Yeah,
now,
they charged them $236,000 for it.
I had my AC adapter in, like, plugged up for a long time, not used, and I never had a fire, so I'm just kind of doubting this a little bit. Maybe they're just pouring water over it.
No, they're just trying to find someone to blame and give them the money. They say that one of the reasons they blame it is because there was a small recall on AC adapters that happened, I guess when the BS Lite first came out, but they're going to have a lot of trouble using that in their court case because the recall only happened in Japan and only recalled 200,000 AC adapters.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we'll ever know the end of it because by the time they'll reach a verdict, probably nobody care. But anyways, a third-party Rock Band drum kit by Mad Catz is going to include a classic controller pad with it. And it's kind of like the closest thing you're ever going to get to a good D-pad for the 360 until the Street Fighter controllers come out. So if you ever want to play those XBLA games a little bit better, I guess you might want to consider the drum kit. What do you think?
So let me get this straight. It comes with the drum kit, but also with a classic controller from regular Xbox?
Well, the controller comes with this whole drum kit,
yeah.
But it kind of looks like a... like an NES pad, just like four buttons instead of two. So it'd probably be ideal for 2D games, I guess. I mean, maybe the D-pad might suck.
No idea. All I know is drum kits, and those have been out since last year. Things are amazing.
But our final news story includes a crazy coach, Jack Thompson, about Take-Two's falling stock prices. Apparently, they were really high about a year ago, but now they've dropped immensely to, like,
they dropped
maybe, like,
20 bucks.
Yeah, like 20 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Thompson doesn't blame, like, the economy or any kind of reasons for Take-Two. He blames God, because God has struck down Take-Two for whatever they've done to the world. Good job.
Yeah, the guy who owns Take-Two, of course, is not a Christian. He's an atheist, so he's being struck down by God. And the funny thing was that recently before this, Jack Thompson was disbarred by the state of Florida. He's no longer a lawyer. And he says that's a conspiracy against Christian lawyers and that God is going to back him up and bless him, but will not bless this man because he's not a Christian. It's very funny. And I think this is my favorite story you decided to cover today, just because I live in Florida a lot of the time, and I think Jack Thompson is just so goddamn ridiculous. Me and everyone else who plays games, but still, great story.
I guess we'll be hearing more quotes from him because I guess he doesn't have much to do anymore.
Oh, he's got a lawsuit against the state of Florida and against the Supreme Court and against the bar and against every justice on the Supreme Court going on right now for disbarring him.
Well, that wraps it up for news, and when we get back, we'll go into community. All right, welcome back. This is going to be our community segment, and we'll hop into our first thread. Now, this originally started a long, long time ago in, like, 2007, but somebody bumped it up. It's called, What's Your Own Personal Grudge Against the Money-Loving Industry? And it was started by Darfox8, and he said, like, Mega Man Legends or something like that. Well, I think it was just Mega Man or something like that. But do you have a grudge from the money-loving industry?
You have to give me a second to think about it because I wasn't thinking about this at all. So maybe you want to tell yours and I'll think about it.
Well, I don't really have one, but the reason I even picked this thread out is because there's just this huge debate in it between Naota391 and Yurtail8, and they claim that Nintendo has sold out to the casual market. And people like Fingar Bingar and Crispy4001 have given like a lot of examples of how they're not really selling out that much, as much as they claim. Like, they've given how many traditional games they have compared to the casual ones. And they just keep going into this big flame war, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, so I see. I just found it. Oh, no. You were mentioning G4... Legends. I don't really have one either. I can't say I do. Sorry.
Well, I guess Mega Man a little bit anyway, because after, I mean, like, X6, X7, X8 I heard was good, but X6 and X7 and X5, I didn't like that one either. So, and a lot of the GBA ones, they're just kind of...
The only thing I'm angry about now is what we discussed last time I was on here is, and it has nothing to do with halting the creation of a video game, but just bastardizing it, was the Mortal Kombat versus DC thing they're doing now, that they have to make it a teenage game and change all the fatalities. And that's probably about it.
All right. Here's a fun one. Zero Reborn makes a thread called, "What's your favorite gaming memory of 2008? And he posted the Nintendo conference because of how hilarious that was, just how... Just the everything between that Carrie girl talking about, like, she sprained her wrist and the whole Wii Music thing about how funny that was. But for me, I don't really have a favorite gaming memory of 2008. I mean, I had a lot of fun with No More Heroes, Castlevania, stuff like that. I guess maybe going to the Super Smash Bros. Brawl launch at midnight at GameStop, I guess. That's my favorite gaming memory. Because how hyped I was for that game.
I guess mine would be kind of dumb playing Castle Crashers with a lot of friends over and over and over again. That game makes me squeal. It's so cute.
Rotofugi says, I've never bought a Ubisoft game. And I just kind of wanted to let everybody kind of go in their heads and think how many Ubisoft games they've bought over the years, because personally, I never really liked a lot of stuff Ubisoft's done, especially that Imagine line of crappy games, like Imagine Babies, Imagine Pets.
Oh, Imagine God. Imagine Babies is hilarious, though, and I thought it was like, Imagine Babies!
Have you seen the cover for Imagine Party Babies?
No.
God. It's just, like, hilarious. And I'm sure, like, you know those people who are just, like, they hate casual people, and they just, they just wish, like, they never existed? They're just going to, like, go into a mad rage every time they see that cover in the store shelf.
Yeah, and Ubisoft has also done a lot of really good games, like Assassin's Creed, Brothers in Arms, Prince of Persia. I'm just going down a list now.
The only
they
thing
have
I
done
can,
all these cats and dogs things.
The only ones I can think offhand was Splinter Cell that I have. And they did publish No More Heroes, so technically that was their
game. I'm not really a Far Cry player, but they made Far Cry and Ghost Recon and Heroes of Might and Magic.
They made Red Steel. That was a good game, right? LOL.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, now I'm going down. I just don't know what else they made.
I keep wanting to try Red Steel.
They made No More Heroes. Oh.
Yeah.
Check it.
I keep wanting to try Red Steel, but every time I see it, I'm just like, nah. Cause I always just want to know what it's like, but I never want to pay money for it. Because I'll see it for like $17. I'm like,
it's
worth
$17.
Make it $5 and I'll try it.
I'm going to get Gamefly soon, so when I do, I'll try it just for you. Alright?
Alright. But I don't think I would want to ruin my perception of Wii first-person shooters with it, because Medal of Honor Heroes 2, at least the control, was pretty damn good, considering a lot of the shit like Far Cry and Red Steel and like Call of Duty 3 have gotten by their control schemes. But I guess that wraps it up for community. There's really been nothing this week, and I'm sure this episode will be like not even 30 minutes long, but to redeem this episode a little bit, we have a giveaway contest. And I decided to give away a copy of Mega Man 9. So all anybody has to do is go to the my blog entry about this episode. It's going to be located at linkedlegend2.oneup.com. And all you have to do is go to the comment section, comment on the episode, leave your Wii friend code, and I'll enter you randomly, and somebody will win Mega Man 9. And if you already have it, yeah, give me proof. If you don't give me proof, I'm not gonna give you something else. But I mean, all it has to be like is a forum post that's dated that says you played Mega Man 9. I just kind of want to make it that way. But that's ten easy bucks right there. So if you want to enter, just leave the comments. Have you played Mega Man 9?
Nope. Maybe I'll enter the contest.
Maybe. Anybody can enter. You just got to have a 1UP account to comment on the episode. Because I've fallen into that trap before, because I gave away something last time, like around the early 20 episodes, and apparently some guy on MySpace who probably hears this episode on iTunes just contacted me on AIM, and he randomly won. And because I said no, I mean, I didn't say you had to be on 1UP, so he won our contest. So that was a little embarrassing.
Well, lucky for him.
Well, not so lucky. I think he only won, like, Lunar Pool, so it was only $5.
Yeah.
But he didn't win Mega Man 9, because it wasn't out yet anyway. But still. But I'd like to thank Sky Pilot for coming on.
No problem. Glad to be here.
And if anybody wants to possibly join the 1UPers podcast, all you have to do is give me a message. And all you need is a phone. That's all you need. And we'll try to get you set up so we can have more potential guests, because sometimes we run short. And you can always catch us at 1uppers-club.1up.com, and you can also listen to this show on iTunes. And we are Ghosts.